Welcome to Community Living Show here on the NCRA Radio Networks and our flagship station, CITR 101.9 FM.
You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you've got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. You got trouble, and I got them too. There isn't anything I wouldn't do for you. We stick together, see it through, 'cause you've got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. Some other folks might be a little bit smarter than I am, big and stronger too, maybe, but none of them will ever love you the way I do. It's me and you, boy, and as the years go by, our friendship will never die. You're gonna see it's our destiny. You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me.
Yes, you tune in to CITR 101.9 FM, the flair of our community living show here. I am, of course, Kelly, Kelly Rayburn, and of course, Michael.
Yeah.
You around?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah. We're trying to get a hold of who?
Michelle Abraham.
Yeah.
And she is a coach. She helps people write books. And one of the things that we valued here on Community Living is everybody's story, and we think it's really important that we get your story told. And that's the reason why we wanted to invite Michelle Abraham on our show today. Because she's going to she helps people actually get their story published into a book, either via self-publishing or other ways of getting your book out. So, so
we're going to go to music here, and then we'll
and
try.
Then we'll hopefully come back with Michelle.
Yeah. Okay. All right. We'll be back.
This Friday, get ready for a 3D experience.
I hate it when they do this announcements. Hate it when it does it every time. There we go. Finally. Here we go.
It's easy to see there's a villain inside of me.
her?
All right, so I'm hoping we have her on the line. Go ahead there. Hello, hello, okay. Hello.
Hello, Michelle. Michelle? Are you with us?
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. A little bit of a process, but we finally got you.
Yeah.
That's okay.
So I tried to give a brief synopsis about what you do, but hey, it's only brief, and we need you to tell the whole story, right?
Sure, yeah.
Yeah.
So pardon the pun.
Yeah.
No problem. Do you want me to start with how I got started in doing this, or do you want me to start with...
Give a brief introduction about what exactly you do with helping people with their books and stuff like that.
Sure, yeah. So I help people who have started a book or not started a book yet go from idea to publish in 90 days. And I do that through a weekend workshop that we start your book off. So we go from just an idea, or maybe you don't even have an idea yet. And by the end of the weekend, you will have got your outline, all your chapters, and your first chapter written. And then from the weekend, I continue to coach you through the phase of the editing, finishing your first draft and second draft, putting the covers together. And then the next phase would be your launch strategy for going on to Amazon, and then continuing to market your book after it's gone on to Amazon.
Yeah. So how did you get started writing books?
Well, how I got started was I've always believed that you have a story to tell, and it's your duty to tell your story. And it took me a long time to get my story out and into words. And I started writing articles for different magazines and newspapers and things when I was younger. I really enjoyed the process of it. But I always sat down to write and got a bit of writer's block, and I didn't know, you know, if what I was going to say was important enough or people would want to read it. And so I understand why 89% of people in the world want to write books and only 1% have ever published a book. It's a big hurdle to get over those self-limiting beliefs before you actually can get yourself in the position where you can get your story out.
I know there's been a few people that have asked me to write my story down, and it's just a scary process.
It is. I remember being at a conference once where that was part of a 3-day event, and it was almost like half of one of the days, and we had to sit there and write your entire story. And it's amazing what things that you forget until you sit down and think about it and bring it up. And, you know, it's not necessarily the big events, but, you know, there's definitely it's your duty to tell your story, because you're going to inspire somebody that needs to hear what you have been through, good or bad. And, you know, it's your duty to inspire them, I think.
Yeah. So, well, I guess let's really get into this. How many books have you actually written?
I've only written one. Mm-hmm. Yep, but I have many more to come, and I've been working on co-authoring several of them at the moment.
Cool.
Yeah, yeah, so. And the one I wrote actually is not even published. It's not even on Amazon. It's my own personal work that will be published one day when it's ready to be.
Mm-hmm. So, what's some of the really best reasons why somebody should write their book?
Well, right now, I work a lot with people who are entrepreneurs and maybe are struggling entrepreneurs, not necessarily where they want to be in their business, or some people are not entrepreneurs and they're just, you know, in a position in life where they're not exactly where they want to be. And by writing a book, you can really open the doors for yourself with lots of different opportunities. And I really believe that, you know, having a book, you become an authority in your area of expertise, and you become a little bit more sought after. So instead of, you know, looking for clients are going to start coming to you. And instead of looking for speaking opportunities or looking for interview opportunities, those opportunities are going to be, those doors are going to be opened for you as soon as you have a book in your hand. So it is the newest, best way to have a business card, is the new business card. And it's never been easier than it is now to get published. So that now is definitely the time to get your story out and into the world.
Yeah. Now, a lot of most of our listeners, in one shape or another, have a disability, and there's a lot of different ways that they can help people. But how would writing the book actually touch more people?
Well, for one thing, actually, it would help them writing their story. It's very therapeutic to get your story out, and you can kind of see in some areas in your life where, you know, how things have played out in your life, and it's kind of an interesting process to get that story out on paper. And then your story is going to inspire people. Whether you've gone through good times or bad times or, tragedy or whatever that is that you've been through, you're going to inspire somebody. And oftentimes, you know, someone maybe who is going through the exact same thing you're going through will read your story and all of a sudden, feel much, much different about their situation. Perhaps you have a lighter side of a happier ending to your story, and that's something that they are looking for. We have a student right now that went through a chronic illness, and his story is going to inspire so many people because his perspective on it is so different than the normal person going through that same situation, and his outcome of that situation was so different as well. So I think in that similar kind of situation, that would help some of your listeners as well.
That is pretty cool. It's so important to touch other people. They could be experiencing the same things you are, and offering up your input, right?
That's right. Yeah, and everyone has a different outlook on everything too, right? So the way someone goes through a process of maybe losing a limb, is totally different than the next person. And I think it really benefits others to hear how you maybe it made your life better. Maybe you had so many more opportunities, and maybe you had that story to tell because of that. That now you're able to set your life on a different path. It just depends on how your outlook is, and I think the more people that are going to be interested in writing a story about their experience are definitely going to inspire others.
Yeah, so. Let's walk through a little bit about how you get that book out of someone, because you have a whole process.
It's definitely a drawing out process, and some people come to our course and they have no clue what they're going to write about. Some people write about their stories, which is very personal to them. Some people write about a system that they've developed to help other people go through what they went through. Mm-hmm. We have a student right now is writing a children's story based on her childhood experience with a parent having depression. And that story is for children, but it's also meant for adults to understand from the child's perspective, which is really neat. So how the stories are drawn out of you, there's many different ways you can write a book. You could sit down and write a book, and, the average person that just sits down and writes a book, those are the 88% that don't actually publish their book. Because when you sit down to write, you're not really clear about what you're writing about, you're not really clear about the direction of the story, you're not really clear about the outline, then that's when you start to get writer's block and you don't really have anything to put on paper. Your brain just kind of stops being creative at that point. So I think the process that we have is really interesting. You come into a weekend course with us, and it's virtual. And so what I mean by that is we are online, and so we can see each other and talk to each other and help each other out, and we can work in groups. But we go through a step-by-step process of brainstorming and mind mapping that we go right from the idea stage. Okay, what are my ideas? I'm going to take 15 minutes right now. I'm going to write down every idea I have for this book, whether it's good, bad, without editing, without helping yourself edit. And you can get a really clear idea of what you want to write about in this book. Mm-hmm. And then we go through some talks about limiting belief and the myths of, like, success. So why it is such a myth now that it's so, it takes a long time to publish, it's really expensive, and nobody does it. Those are all old, and it's not the truth anymore. So it is a lot easier to publish now, and you can become successful very easily, and you can write your book really easily, and it's never been easier than it is now. And so once we get past that stage of our writing, what we want to do is kind of set our why for the book. Why are we writing this book? Who do we want to inspire? Who do we hope that our book touches? And what is the impact that we're hoping to create on the readers that we are our readers that we are touching? So I think it's really important to get that straight right at the beginning of the writing process, because if you don't know who you're talking to in your book and who your audience is going to be, and also what's the outcome you want them to have, it's really hard to get a clear picture of what you want to write about.
Yeah.
So we go through those.
That sounds very basic to any storytelling at all, because most of the listeners know that I do video, and that's one of the things that we say in video. It's like, right, you got to have that basic why, that basic direction you want the person to take, what you want them to get out of it. It has to be clear, right?
Exactly. Yeah, and if you don't know where you're going, then how can you get there?
Right. Exactly.
Yeah, so it's very similar to video, and I think telling the story, I think what we both do is very, very similar, except for different modalities that we use. So then we take people through like your idea and doing a brain dump, which is like kind of like just letting it all out for a few minutes and what you want to write about. Then we go through some research and keywords, and we go and take a look into Amazon and. And if we joke about this in our course, but it's really true. If you were in any other business and you were able to go and look and see exactly what your competitors wrote about, what order they wrote things in, what they what they're talking about, what their the ratings were, what people liked about the book, what people didn't like about their book. So if we were talking about a business and you were able to see all those facts about a competitive business that you're in, that would be so amazing. So Amazon is like that for books. It's great. You can go in and see what other people have already written about.
Right.
So one of the ways that we ensure our writers have success is that you go into Amazon and we really take a look at what is selling in Amazon right now, what's popular, and what are the good things that that book has, and what are some of the negative things that people don't like about that book, and how can you play on what's negative in that one book so that you make sure that your book covers what they're missing in that book.
Mm-hmm.
You can also look at the table of contents of all the books as well, which is really helpful because you can see how people have structured it. So you can structure yours a little bit different, but still be along the same sort of lines because you know it's selling. So it's a really great way to really ensure your success on Amazon. It's just by doing a little bit of research.
Right. Amazon is a great resource because it touches so many people, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And why we're doing it on Amazon right now is, there's about 40 or 50 other sites that I publish books onto as well, but those 40 or 50 sites combined don't bring as much traffic as Amazon alone does. And so thanks to Amazon, it's one of the reasons that people can be published authors now so quickly and so successfully is because there is a hungry audience on Amazon. They want to read your stories, and they're there with their credit cards already in their accounts, and they have this one-click buy, and they will buy your book. It just makes it so much easier for people to do that. I mean, you get more eyeballs on your book on Amazon than you would if it was in a Chapter store or Indigo store, and traditionally published the way it used to be. And I think when people hear that we're publishing on Amazon, it doesn't discredit the success of the book. I think it really you have, like, it's not just digital, your book, and it's not just an ebook that's 20 pages long. These are real books that are 150 to 200 pages long. These are real books that you can actually order the soft cover of the book and it will be delivered to you.
Right.
So that, it's the same as being in a bookstore, just online. So
yeah. So how does Amazon differ from some of the other things like the Kindle and things like that?
Well, in Amazon, you can create a Kindle book in their Kindle store on Amazon, so so that people can read it on Kindle. But so then say there's another store called Nook, which is like Kindle, but just a different device. And so how that's different is just that just the volume of traffic that is in that site is much less than Amazon. So Nook is another one that we definitely do publish to afterwards. But why we don't publish there right away is Amazon's got this program called Kindle Direct Publishing, which is great. And it really helps authors get their word out about their book, and they help showcase your book for you. So they do a lot of the marketing for you. And it's 90 days long. So for 90 days, it's kind of like being in a new and noteworthy for podcasting, or it's like kind of like being in like, you know, the new kid in the block section. So they'll show your book more often to their readers than after 90 days. So for the first 90 days, they'll help you market your book. And okay. But because they're doing that for you, you are not allowed to publish your book anywhere else for 90 days. So they get the exclusive rights for 90 days.
Well, that's not too bad of a deal if you can really get a good launch going, right?
Absolutely, yeah. So if you do a launch strategy like we do properly, we get a bunch of people behind you, giving you reviews, reading your book, and we change the pricing on the book a little bit. So that's appealing to very low entry. So your book will sell for either 99 cents or free for a couple of days, and then it will go back up to regular price. Mm-hmm. So it's really a way to get lots of readers real quickly into your world.
Right, that makes sense. Attract those who as I like to say, will go out and sneeze about you all over the place.
That's right, exactly. And you know, it allows those guys a little bit of a discount to get your book to be like the first ones to get it.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, why that's not a big deal is, you know, writing a book and publishing a book is not really there. It's not really a money making thing. It can be. Don't get me wrong, but publishing this way, the best way to look at it is just a really good lead generator. So to make sure that you have included in your book some way that like you've offered a gift in your book or a coaching session or something, you offer something in your book to get people back to your website so that you have their email addresses so you can continue on your relationship with them. So
right.
Just basically a nice gift for an introduction
yeah.
of a relationship.
Okay. Well, Kelly's giving me the break signal here. So,
well, you can break it any time.
Yeah.
It's no rush. If you want to take a break now.
Let's go ahead and take the break now, and we'll be back with Michelle.
Okay. Well, just bear with us, Michelle. We're going to take a break and do some stuff, okay?
Okay.
All right. This is Community Living Show here on the NCRA Radio Networks. We're coming right back.
How much do you know about bikes? Everything? Perfect. Nothing at all? Even better. At the UBC Bike Kitchen, you can use our space and tools to do your own bike maintenance, get one-on-one instruction on how to fix your bike yourself, or drop your bike off for us to repair. You can also buy a fully refurbished, guaranteed used bicycle, or a variety of new and used parts and accessories. The Bike Kitchen is UBC's non-profit, student-owned, full-service bike shop. We're located in the basement of the Student Union Building. Just look for the stairwell on the north side of the sub across from Gage Towers, or search for the UBC Bike Kitchen on Facebook. Stop by the Bike Kitchen and then get riding.
UBC's Museum of Anthropology displays long-term and visiting exhibits of Indigenous art from around the world, and guided tours are free. Our permanent collection features one of the world's finest exhibits of Northwest Coast First Nations art. Our collection includes 36,000 ethnographic pieces, 535,000 archaeological pieces, and over 600 pieces in the Kroner Ceramics Gallery. There's a lot to take in. Luckily, at the Museum of Anthropology, final exams are always take-home. If you've never checked out this world-class facility, now's your chance. The Museum of Anthropology is located right on campus and free for all UBC students and faculty. Come enjoy our collection and resources.
You're listening to the Community Living Show here on the NCRA Radio Networks. We're talking with Michelle Abraham, and I'll take it away, both you and Michael and Michelle.
Okay. Thank you, Kelly. And again, we're back with Michelle Abraham, and we're talking about publishing your story. And Michelle is an expert in getting your book published on Amazon. And you said there was other sites besides Amazon and other venues besides Amazon, right?
That's right. Yeah, there's about 40, other sites that we publish on too.
Yeah. So, and if I would, if I send people to your website, of course, they'd be able to find those other 40 sites.
Yes, for sure. Except for my website is under construction right now, so if they email me, I can definitely get it to them.
Okay, we'll make sure that we put your we'll make sure that we put your email address up on our Facebook page so
Perfect.
People can
yeah,
find it.
The website will be done by the end of the week, probably.
Okay, yeah. So so I want to write a book. And I'll start working with you, and you're going to take me through a whole process to get me through a book. And you said 90 days. It just doesn't seem like a lot of time to actually write and publish a book.
It seems like a really short amount of time compared to that old school way of thinking, right?
Yeah.
We think that book writing is hard and it's long. It takes a long time, right? And that's been conditioned in us like for a long time, and that's because of the way that publishing used to be. And then, you know, another thought that you probably have too is, you know, well, you know, I can send my book out to, you know, hundreds of publishers and get no's from everyone, and you know, that's not the reality anymore. Now you can self-publish or go through a small publishing company. Or hire a coach like myself to help you with that process. So it's a lot easier now than it was. And 90 days seems like a really short amount of time. But after you go through the first weekend with us, that's the first 2 days, you've already gotten almost close to your first draft done. So, you know, the last parts of it are, you know, really going through, like, you know, what goes on the front cover, what goes on the back cover. And then how do you upload your book to CreateSpace, which is where we do the formatting and editing and printing for digital printing for Amazon. And then we create our author page on Amazon and your Kindle account, and we do your book description and your biography. And then we go to creating a launch strategy for you, and then how to get reviews, and then how do you build a list of buyers from Amazon, and then how do you prepare for your launch and where else to publish after Amazon, like we were just speaking about, and then how to build a back-end business from your book. So what a lot of my students are doing now, they're either already coaches, or after they write their book, they're thinking about adding a coaching program to their business.
Right.
Where they can help people through the process of what they went through in their book. You know, whether that was overcoming a chronic illness or... we have some people that are now coaching people on, like, entrepreneurs and how to stop being distracted and what's their step and what's their process of not being distracted. So whatever your book is about, you can definitely start coaching people on what you'll go through and what you've written about in your book. So those are the steps that we go through, and we go through those in 12 weeks. It seems like a lot, but it's actually not too bad.
Right. I just remember being in university and falling over that 3-point paper, and it taking me like just maybe a week and a half just to write that 3-point paper. And
yeah,
it's like,
for sure. And that's probably because of the way you were writing it too, right? I remember writing papers in college and university and being like, okay, just sit down, blank page, here I go, and just writing, right? Whereas at the end of the weekend with us, what you're going to have is like an outline. So you actually have like every chapter laid out already. And then within each of those chapters, you do a 15-minute mind map, and then you write for about 45 minutes. So that's kind of like per chapter, it's going to take you an hour to write, just the first draft. That's without an editing eye. That's without judgment when you're writing.
Yeah.
That's to get your first draft. But actually, one of the ways I really love doing books, and I love teaching people that they can do books this way, is actually voice recording. So say you and I are doing an hour interview here right now. Well, what you could do is you could do, say you have 12 chapters in your book, you can do a 12 interviews. So either I give you the questions and you ask me the questions, or I just talk into a microphone and record it myself. And those 12 can be transcribed and then turned into basically your 12 chapters for your book.
See, now you've brought up one of my favorite tools, just for even for just simply writing an email, is that voice dictation routine on my Apple.
Yeah. But, you know, to be honest, I am not a writer. Like, I struggle with, like, the typing of a blog post that's 500 words. So I actually, I write, I talk, I speak it.
So I guess I'm not. I've always thought that there was something wrong with me that I couldn't just sit down and write something.
No. There's, you know, and that's the thing, is that you're not necessarily a writer. You're an author, right? So author means different things. That means you can speak it, you can write it, or, you know, if you're really stuck and that story is really stuck in you, you have someone else draw it out of you through interview questions, and it's really amazing because you'll start saying things in an interview that you never would have written down yourself on paper.
Yeah. So for our listeners out there, is like, trust me, if Michelle can help me write a book with all the blocks that, one, our society has put up in front of me, and then I've actually self-imposed in front of me. If she can get a book out of me, I'm sure she can get a book out of just about anyone.
Absolutely, so. Yeah. And if I can get a book out of myself, that's it was a long process.
Yeah.
But yeah, once you find out that, you know, you don't think that you just have to sit down with pen and paper and write and write and write and write. I mean, we don't really write in society that much anymore, so that would really hurt our hands. You can type. You can also type and type and type, but also speaking. And, you know, 1 hour of voice recording comes out to about 10 or 15 pages. So think about that in terms of a 150-page book. You have 10 interviews or 10 one-hour segments of you speaking, and your book is done.
Wow. Actually, I'm sensing a very strong joint venture between the two of us coming out of this.
Yeah.
But, no, I'm understanding that with everything that we have now, we don't actually have to physically sit down and with pen and paper in our hand or with a keyboard in front of us to write the book, that we could actually record the book and dictate it or something like that, and and have the book come out of us.
That's right, yeah. You know, some people, what I've seen some of my clients do is they go through the weekend process of having the outline and everything, and then they know each chapter, and they know what they're going to speak about. So what they do is they just turn the little button on their phone that says voice record, and while they're driving, they'll just start talking and record it that way. So it's very raw. So what you need to do then is get it transcribed, and you can get it transcribed by a virtual assistant for about $10 for an hour of recording. And then from there, then you can kind of organize it and format it in the structure that you want it. So,
yeah. So, I guess one of the things is, how should we be seeing this book? Is it just a one of thing, and it's going to change our lives because, hey, we made a ton of money off of selling like a bunch of books, or is it going to lead into us being able to get to get into other areas to help people?
Yeah, I think if you look at your book as not necessarily the money generator, but the lead generator and the opportunity generator, then I think you're setting yourself up for success. Yes, of course, you'll make money on Amazon, but, you know, your checks may be, you know, $1,000 a month or, you know, $200 a month, depending on how well your book does.
Right.
But I think what you really want to use your book for is your... is, you know, if I'm organizing a conference and I'm looking at speakers, I'm going to take you, Michael, that has written a book over Joe, who has not written a book in any second, right? So your opportunity is already, you're much further ahead for those kind of speaking opportunities, You're just set in our society, like you're held pretty high up once you become an author and you're published and you've written a book. Like, that's something to be said for, because we all know, we all have in our heads how difficult that must have been to do that, right? So even though we know now it's a lot easier, but it's still regarded as something very special that you've done that not a lot of people, like 88% of people, want to and haven't done. So your opportunities are going to be huge for not only just speaking, but, being able to inspire others and coach others, and your message will be able to get out to more people as well.
Right. So that would be the actual life changer. For everybody who's actually listening out there, is like, if you really want media to give you attention, it is the book.
Yeah, and I, for example, one of my clients right now, he just finished writing a book, and he went on to Contact Radio website, mm-hmm. and he contacted 45 radio hosts. And out of the 45 he connected with, he got 21 interviews. And
wow.
So, yeah. So just that alone is pretty impressive. So free media opportunities and PR opportunities is amazing once you've written a book, too.
Yeah. Well, speaking as an expert in the media, we look for those who are experts in their field. You know, they set themselves up to be experts. We don't want to just have the average Joe give information. We want the expert, and you are the book expert. You know, especially in the Vancouver out into the Fraser Valley, right?
I work with people locally as well as internationally on virtually. So, I definitely have just started speaking about book publishing recently. I've had 4 or 5 speaking engagements recently, and I'm really excited about, I've just recently started doing this in the last couple of years. Last year, I was fortunate enough to work with a publisher who, she has a really great story. She rewrote the 'Twas the Night Before Christmas book, and what she did was she took out Santa smoking in it. And this is a great example of what a book can do for your life. So she didn't write the 'Twas the Night Before Christmas, but she redid it, re-illustrated it, and reformatted it, mm-hmm. and took out Santa smoking because she was against smoking. And she landed spots on every single radio station across the United States. Good Morning America, on the Jay Leno show. She was on like everything. It was amazing to really see how that one book changed her life, and it really helped her cause, which was to promote anti-smoking.
Oh, wow. I was going to ask if there was a cause behind that.
There was a cause behind it, and she did a very good job of getting it out into the world, because people thought that was, either hated the fact that she took out Santa smoking because it's a traditional book, or they loved the fact that, Santa now in the 2000s does not smoke.
Wow.
Yeah. Because, our kids, like, if they see Santa smoking a pipe, our kids, my son is 3, he would not know what that pipe is. He's never seen anyone smoke a pipe before.
Yeah. No. The use of tobacco is, it's pretty, it's time to take it out of Santa. I agree.
Yeah. We don't need to see that in there because the kids don't know what it is. So.
Right.
Funny.
It was really interesting, and that's a really cool way of how she really was able to get her message that she wanted to share with the world out into the world on media, and how she became a very sought after media person in her field. And now she is a huge advocate for non-smoking. She speaks at lots of different conferences and things like that.
Cool. So it does actually work, you know?
So that
could be a serious life changer right there. You have a message that you want to deliver, and you work with someone like Michelle, go through her steps to get the book out of you, and on the other end, you're able to touch so many more people with your message and help people get through. It doesn't necessarily have to be like bad times. Even help them celebrate good times, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, could be. So. You know, it's just what someone else needs to hear. You never know. I remember one of my first experiences with books as a early teen. I guess it was Chicken Soup for the Soul, and everyone knows Jack Canfield and how he's. Here's a good example of somebody who's an amazing author. He never wrote a single word in any of those books, by the way. they're all other people's stories that he just put together. And he's one of the most famous authors. One of the stories in the book was about a little boy who was walking home from school, and he was contemplating suicide. And as he's walking home, you know, he's got all of his things out of his locker, and he's walking home from school, and a little girl came up to him and, you know, said, asked him if he wanted to come over and play at her house, and, you know, started talking to him. And, that one act of kindness changed that boy's life. She had no idea that that's what she was doing. But so he never committed suicide. He found a new friend and lived on. And what that story just shows is that your one act of kindness, you don't know how it's going to inspire other people. And so I always keep that in mind when I'm helping people write stories, is that you don't know what part of this story is going to inspire someone on what level until mm-hmm. you've written it. And it's your duty to write it and get it out there. And then you'll hear from your readers as to how that inspired them. And you might be surprised in which ways and how that inspired them. So you might think it's a nothing story to you because you lived through it and, it's just part of life. But that one story could just really change someone's life.
Wow, and that's what the whole point is to touch and change lives, you know. So, I know your website is in the process of being built. So
MichelleAbraham.ca.
Okay. As soon as it's ready, we'll get that on our Facebook page. But for right now, if you could. Give your email address and the best yep. and any other ways that people can contact you.
For sure. It's MichelleAbrahamConsulting@gmail.com. And it's two L's with Michelle.
Okay.
And I will, and you can add me as a friend on Facebook and message me there. And you can also look for our, we have a group on Facebook right now. It's called Self Publish in 90 Days. And it is a closed group, but if you ask to join it, then I'll send you a message and we can chat from there as well.
Okay.
And my next course that's coming up in Vancouver is the 18th and 19th of August. Oh, sorry. I don't think it's 18th, 19th. It is, let's see. I think it's the 15th, 16th of August.
Wow. See what happens when you write the book. You get so busy, you have trouble keeping track of your calendar.
Exactly. I forget what I'm doing, where I'm going. So that's virtual. It's like 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. From your home. You just join us on your computer. And we will be able to see you through a webcam. And it's an application process. It is a $500 course, but through the application process, you could be eligible for a scholarship where I waive the fee for you.
Oh, okay. That's pretty cool. So if you do have something truly inspiring that touches Michelle, you could get the course and her help.
And if you mention the CITR show that you heard us on, then you for sure we'll waive the fee for you.
Cool. So that's pretty nice. You do that for our listeners. That's awesome.
No problem.
I know that did you have a bunch of they get a little more personal with you Michelle is she's doing all this coaching with people, and she's published her own book and everything, and she has. a wonderful family life, and you're expecting another baby soon, right?
I am, November.
So
coming up very soon.
Wow, that is pretty soon. That's only a couple months away.
Yep.
It seems like I just found out that you were pregnant.
Yep. So did I. No, just kidding. And this pregnancy has gone a lot faster than the first one. So I think it's because I am busy with a 3-year-old already. So.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yes. Speaking of which, he's being pretty quiet out there.
Yes. He's with a neighbor in the other room.
I see. Yeah. So, because I know you just stay so busy. You do book publishing and you help so many people with the work that you actually do. So,
thank you. Yeah, and you know, something we were talking about the other day too. I'm going to start doing because I love podcasting so much. We're actually going to run a course that's how to podcast your way into a book. So we're going to set it up just the way I was speaking about earlier, where you're going to speak for 12 sessions on your podcast, and then that's going to turn into your book as well. So that's a different way of writing your book, and that will be coming out sometime in the fall.
Wow, that sounds pretty exciting.
Yeah, my idea and my hope for everyone is that you will also have a podcast and a book together, so that you've got two really amazing lead generators, one on iTunes and one on Amazon, the two major publication channels in the world, and that way you're seen and heard very easily.
I don't know. I really am smelling a video joint venture with this.
Yes.
Podcast and a YouTube channel that you can actually launch at the same time.
That's right. Yeah, I think the smartest way to do that is through video, because then you're going right onto YouTube, and then you extract the audio, and then you transcribe that audio into a book. So it's amazing. You're killing three birds with one stone right in that one way of doing it. We're much smarter now.
I guess I should make this public that Kelly and I we are actually going to bring cameras in, and so you can see what we look like when you're listening to us on here on CITR. So
that's cool. Great.
Yeah, we have a brand new facility and everything, and there's lots of room and stuff like that to do so. So yeah.
Awesome. That's interesting. For you. See, with media now, you can now see what the people on the radio look like.
Media is an awesome thing. And Michelle, you are actually a really strong part of media also, because you are a podcaster and you're an author and you're actually coaching other authors. So, so yeah, you know, we won't discount you as being one of the media experts in this world. So. Yeah.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. It's new media. So my podcast is actually about new media. So it's all about how you can live a new media lifestyle. And thanks to new media, it allows you to live a new kind of lifestyle and maybe more freedom, more time, and more money.
Well, do you think that we could actually ever create the new media into being mass media?
Oh, for sure. Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. I think it's on its way there.
That's good to know. So.
Yep. Yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah, it is. Well, it's been nice having you on the show today. So I'll let you get back to your little guy.
Okay.
And to all of your wonderful clients, and we'll be looking forward to seeing a rash of new exciting books.
I'm looking forward to all the new books that are going to be written this year by people. And, you know, don't love one last piece of advice that I have is don't think that your first book has to be your book. That's your story and your only book. And it has to be perfect. Just get something out there, get started. And it doesn't have to be, you know, your final book. You can do another one after you see how the process is not so hard anymore.
Absolutely.
That sounds like great advice.
Yeah. All right. Okay. Thank you guys for having me.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Take care.
Okay. Bye-bye. And again, we'll get all of Michelle's contact info up on our Facebook page.
Right.
I think our listeners could really benefit, a lot of them could benefit from writing a book. One of the guests that we had in recent ones, Gemma Jackson, from her book, it was actually her experience with fibromyalgia. So, you know, and she's inspiring people to not just give up just because a doctor tells them something.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
We're going to take a little short break, and we're going to come right back with more final thoughts in a moment. This is Community Living. All right.
When you join Balloon Club, we guarantee that you will be able to make a balloon poodle within the first day.
Here at the UBC Ant Club, we just like to talk about ants and compare ant farms. It's really cool.
Paperclip Club is all about, well, paperclips mostly.
At Blah Club, you can blah blah, blah 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 blah.
Explosion!
There's only one club worth joining at UBC, and that's CITR 101.9 FM. We got free tickets to shows, whirly pops, professional help in all types of audio engineering, passes to festivals, crazy parties, live band swag. All types of crazy people. Our programming manager rides a motorcycle. There's freestyle rapping, Nardwar the Human Serviette, the vinyl and record libraries, Discorder magazine, free studio recording, and it sure beats the hell out of Paperclip Club, which is a thing that I just made up because I work at
CITR.
So come check us out on the top floor of the Student Union Building. We got all types of crazy shit for you to do. Or check us out online at www.citr.ca.
Late Night Show is the start of the weekend. We play all types of D&D or jungle for the first half of the show. On the second half of the show, it gives you that irritating noise that you just don't want to hear it. Or it could be some ambient sounds that might drift off and or fall asleep in the moment of life. Or it could be some new age that you just heard on most stations, but even better. Or it could be that this music has no beat or drums in that music. Either way, tune into Late Night Show, now broadcasting on Saturday mornings at 12:30 a.m. right after the Medicine Show, also hosted by new DJ Rain and Jason Lawrence. If you happen to hear us around the world, you can always check us out at CITR.ca.
Check it out. Late Night Show, happening at Saturday mornings, 12:30 in the morning, right through to the early mornings on CITR. Flagship station for, of course, the Community Living Show, which we also broadcast on the NCAA Radio Networks.
Yeah.
Along with Michael. That was a good interview.
Yeah. Michelle's a really good friend. I've actually known her for a couple of years. And some of the other things, projects that she actually has going on, she helps me out with studio space to do crowdfund videos,
right?
Because she has a collaborative workspace out in Port Coquitlam. It's called the MWork Lab. So I'll give that a little plug for her also.
Good to know.
Yeah.
Just one more announcement before we get out of here.
There's an event that's happening later on tonight at 7 o'clock. It's the No. Well, we've been talking about TransLink No, a yes and a no vote before. But this is their No campaign victory party that is happening in Langley. Yeah, that's at 22100, I think, 88th Avenue in Langley. So that starts at 7 o'clock. I imagine it goes right through until 9 or 10 or somewhere around there. So,
yeah. The Redwood Golf Course.
Yeah, Redwood Golf Course. That's over there. So,
yeah.
If you voted no, head over there and celebrate.
Yay.
Yay.
Celebrating is good.
Yes.
And
hopefully you'll get a chance to meet us, meet myself. I'm going to be there anyway, so.
Yeah, I'm hoping to at least be out there for an hour or so myself. So
that's true.
Yeah.
All right. So we're going to leave you with 11-minute music until the other person comes in and takes over the show. But we're going to say goodbye right now, and hopefully we will see you again next week.
All right.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. All right. Again, we'll see you all again next week.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Bye.